أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وعليه الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. So we're looking at the personality of Hussein ibn Ali, a phenomenal, absolutely phenomenal personality. And one of his sentences, one of his words that he said, just stays with me. And it's one that we repeat in the A'mal of the day of Ashura 7 times. So he said, رِضًا بِقَضَاعِهِ وَتَسْلِيمًا لِأَمْرِ. And loosely translated, I accept what he has intended. I am pleased with what he has intended. And I am at peace with his orders. Now let's look at the situation. This is a man who's lost everyone. He's standing alone. He's looking at the battlefield and all his friends, his companions, his family, his sons, they're all lying there. They've been killed. He has a child in his arms and that child has an arrow through its neck, a 6-month-old child. And he is contemplating how he is going to take that child back to its mother, who is waiting, hoping that the child would have been quenched, thirst would have been quenched. At that moment, the Imam says, رِضًا بِقَضَائِهِ وَتَسْلِيمًا لِأَمْرِي. In other words, and in the middle of my chaos, in the middle of everything, there was you, Ya Allah. In essence, it's all about tawakkul, all about trust in Allah. So what does it mean to trust him? So we're going to look at this concept in a little bit of detail for the next 7, 8, 9 days. So as far as journaling goes, the ayah that we will highlight in our Qur'ans is from Surah At-Talaq. This is Surah number 65. And it's the last part of ayah 2 and the whole of ayah 3. We're told if you recite this 7 times after your Fajr Salah, Allah will take care of all your affairs. But we have to trust. And we're going to look at this concept. So it starts off by saying, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ. The one who is God-conscious, يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Allah will find him a way out of his problems. وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. And he will sustain him from places he didn't even think about, he didn't even contemplate about. وَمَنْ يَتَوَقَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ. And he who trusts in Allah, فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. Allah is sufficient for him. إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَالِغُ أَمْرِ. Allah attains, he will reach his purpose. قَدْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدْرًا. And Allah has an appointed measure for everything. We'll look at different aspects of this. But today, just a short look at tawakkul. And what does tawakkul mean? The dictionary tells us that trust is the belief that someone or something is reliable, is good, is honest, it's effective. As far as tawakkul in Allah goes, it's to rely on and to depend on him. But what does that mean? We're told that when the topic of tawakkul was brought up, some people at the time of the Prophet stopped working hard. They started spending more time on their musallas, praying, spending time in the mosque. The Prophet was annoyed. He says, do your best, strive hard, and then trust in him. The test is to be able to work hard. Problems will come. Ask help from others, but depend only on him. There was a man who came up and said, Ya Rasulullah, does tawakkul mean that I tie my camel and then trust him? Or do I just let it go and then trust him? Well, it's not rocket science to know that the Prophet said, tie your camel and then trust him. It doesn't mean that if I'm ill, I don't go to the doctor. It doesn't mean that I don't try hard in finding a job or doing the best that I can. But at the end of the day, tawakkul means that I depend on none but him. In Hadith al-Qudsi, Allah says, none of my servants have trusted me and put others aside, and I see this in their intention, except that I save them from their problems. On the negative side, and no one depends on others besides me for their problems, except that I may make them hopeless and close their paths. In other words, do the best you can. But as far as the results are concerned, wait for the results from him. And that's where the partner of Imam Hussein comes in, Sayyida Zainab. When Yazid asked her what she saw or what were her thoughts about the events of Ashura, and she said, Ma ra'aytu illa jamila, I see nothing but beauty. Inshallah, we will continue this topic for the next few days. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim.